Notice how easy man will turn, how fickle the heart of man is. It's so important to keep our hearts fixed on the Lord. You know, you could be a young person in the faith or an older person in the faith, but the heart is fickle. We have to keep it focused on the Lord, or we find that we'll entertain all sorts of bizarre voices in our mind, and we will make a case for why we should do something that is really contrary to the will of God and what God would have us do. And so often you find that the heart of man can be so fickle at times.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
Aloha kakou e komo mai. Welcome to As We Gather, the Bible teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel Honolulu with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. Today, Pastor Bill continues in 2 Samuel chapters 17 and 18.
We'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
David is in a very tough situation. His son Absalom has rebelled against him and has made a coup on the kingdom. And a lot of David's followers, those who once were loyal to David, are now gone over to the side of Absalom. And it's really a heartbreaking situation. But David has a spy network now in place. Those that were loyal to him still are loyal, that were leaving Jerusalem to follow him out of Jerusalem. He doesn't want to shed blood in the city there. He doesn't want it to be a bloodbath, and he doesn't want Absalom to besiege the city. So he leaves. And some of those that wanted to go with him, he said, you know what? Stay back. Stay behind. And you can, in a sense, be a double agent. You can help me if you stay behind and pretend allegiance to Absalom. And you can get me word, inform me of the strategies that Absalom is going to use. And you can also subvert the counsel that he's getting. And he said that mainly to Hushai. Hushai was a counselor, but you might say he was a second string counselor compared to Ahithophel. Ahithophel, the Bible says that his counsel was like that of God. In fact, in chapter 16, verse 23, the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one inquired of the word of the Lord. So all the advice of Ahithophel was regarded both by David and Absalom. So it was almost like God was speaking right through him. And so Hushai now was going to be a double agent. He was going to come and try to give contrary counsel. But that would be pretty difficult because, like I say, he was more or less a second string kind of counselor compared to Ahithophel. Everyone would listen to Ahithophel. And yet David kept him back and say, stay there that you might defeat the strategy that Ahithophel is going to give. And so we find in chapter 17, 2 Samuel verse 1, furthermore, Ahithophel said to Absalom, please let me choose 12,000 men that I may arise and pursue David tonight. And I will come upon him while he is weary and exhausted and will terrify him so that all the people who are with him will flee. Then I will strike down the king alone, and I will bring back all the people to you. The return of everyone depends upon the man you seek. Then all the people shall be at peace. So the plan pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel. Now, this was really good strategy. It was a great plan because David was down. He was depressed. He left, he crossed the Kidron Valley barefoot, you know, in mourning. I mean, he was really in a place of discouragement. It would have been pretty good counsel if Absalom would have followed it. And you have to think, and many want to speculate, well, what if he did take that counsel? Would Absalom likely have been successful there? Well, if he was, just if he was, then we would be reading a different scenario of how God rescued David. Because God's going to rescue David. Whether Hushai subverts the counsel of Ahithophel or not. But it just so happens that as we go on, we see the rest of the story. But God is going to be God. God has David sitting on the throne, and God's going to answer prayer. And so Hushai, the counterintelligence there of David, as Ahithophel lays his plans. Now, what we find is Hushai, he counters those plans. And one of the things Hushai does is he draws upon Absalom's ego. Very egotistical young man. He draws upon the grandiose opinion that Absalom had of himself. And so it was a crucial battle at this point, Hushai and Ahithophel. It was a battle of wits. And we find that in one case with Ahithophel, Ahithophel was nursing a grudge. You'd think, well, here is a man that David wrote a psalm about. Didn't we have sweet fellowship in the sanctuary? Did we not walk together? And were you not my counselor? Did we not have this fellowship and this love for one another? And now you've left me and you've betrayed me? Well, as I mentioned before, and we will mention in a moment, I think that Ahithophel nursing a grudge, and whenever you have a grudge, that bitterness will mount. And notice what this once friend is saying. I'll go, give me 12,000 men, I'll go, and I will personally put David to death. That's all you need. You don't need to kill the people, but as soon as he's out of the picture, the people will come back, and they'll be part of your kingdom, Absalom. And really, that would be true. But Hushai, totally different. Hushai's there to save a friend. What a big difference. Nursing a grudge or saving a friend. I want to be on the side of saving a friend. I don't want bitterness and grudges to dominate my life like it did here, Ahithophel. But he goes on. Now, notice in verse 5, then Absalom said, now call Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear what he has to say. When Hushai had come to Absalom and said to him, Ahithophel has spoken thus, shall we carry out his plan? If not, you speak. So Hushai said to Absalom, this time the advice that Ahithophel has given is not good. Moreover, Hushai said, you know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are fierce like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is an expert in warfare and will not spend the night with the people. Behold, he has now hidden himself in one of the caves or in another place, and it will be when he falls on them at the first attack that whoever hears it will say, there has been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom. So David hiding out, he's not going to be with the people. He's going to be hiding out, and when he falls upon the men that are following Absalom, the rumor will get out, hey, David has wiped out a contingency of Absalom. Everyone's going to fear. The thing is, notice what he's doing here, and what a great strategy of Hushai. He's building David up. He's having Absalom look at the old David. Remember when David was that mighty warrior? He's not that right now. He's not in that place now, but he's having Absalom looked to David as that mighty warrior who goes out to battle, and he's like a bear robbed of the cubs, and they know the terrain. And Saul, I'm sure this was in Absalom's mind, when Saul was chasing him, David knew all the caves to hide in, and you're never going to find him, and he's going to come on you by stealth, and wow, watch out. But that wasn't David. David, yeah, he might have been like a bear, but a bear that got caught in a bear trap, and he's just kind of limping out of Jerusalem. And so in one sense, Hushai is building David up. And then as we go on, we'll see not only building David up, but puffing Absalom up. So he said, even the one in who is valiant, whose heart is like, this is verse 10, the heart of a lion will completely lose heart, for all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and who are with men of valiant men. But I counsel that all Israel be surely gathered to you from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is on the sea in abundance, that you personally go out into battle, so all shall come to him in one of the places where he can be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and all the men who are with him, not even one will be left. Verse 13, and if he withdraws into the city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to the city, and we will drag it into the valley until not even a small stone is found there. Well, actually, what they would do, which is kind of interesting, when you'd go up against a walled city, that was the protection, the wall. And so they would take grappling hooks on ropes, and they would throw it over the wall. It would catch on the wall, and then you'd have the men pull on that. And the walls didn't have rebar in it. It was just cement. And so they would begin to bring the walls down, and that's what he's talking about. You know, we'll bring it stone by stone down into the valley. So that's what he's giving him, that kind of scenario. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord has ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel in order that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom. Notice it was God's plan to bring calamity on Absalom. And remember what David had prayed, and now it's being answered. In chapter 15:31, they told David about Ahithophel as among the conspirators, and David said, O Lord, I pray, make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness. And so notice God is answering that prayer at this point. But as David is built up as this mighty warrior, what Hushai does is puff Absalom up. Hey, don't let Ahithophel go out with just a few. He'll get the glory. You go out with the many, with all Israel, and fall upon your father like the dew of the morning falls upon the field. And that sounds really good to Absalom. The number of people that come to Absalom, he just thinks of this great army coming and just totally wiping his father out. It's so sad. It's so sad that a son has such animosity toward a father. It's a horrible thing. You know, one of the things, you know, I see here is it wasn't too long before that. In fact, you can find it in chapter 5, that the very ones that had joined Absalom, a lot of these leaders were the ones that were celebrating David being king. They were all excited about David being king. And now notice this, how easy man will turn, how fickle the heart of man is. It's so important to keep our hearts fixed on the Lord. You know, you could be a young person in the faith or an older person in the faith, but the heart is fickle. We have to keep it focused on the Lord, or we find that we'll entertain all sorts of bizarre voices in our mind, and we will make a case for why we should do something that is really, really contrary to the will of God and contrary to, you know, what God would have us do. And so often you find that even in churches, where churches split over the, seems like the most minor things, but the heart of man can be so fickle at times. And so what Hushai is really doing, because if Absalom pursued David at this point, they would be trapped because the Jordan River is there. They have no place to go. They would, you know, they would come with the army and go against David, and you know, the Jordan River is there. They can't really ford it, you know, if there's a battle. And so what Hushai is doing, he's giving David time to regroup and cross the Jordan. Get in the other side of the Jordan where there's now a thicket, there's a forest between David and Absalom and his army. And so it is a very good strategy, and Absalom and those counselors take it. Then Hushai said to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, "This is what Ahithophel counseled Absalom and the elders of Israel, and this is what I have counseled." So remember, there's that spy network to get the word back to David. "Now therefore, send quickly and tell David, saying, 'Do not spend the night at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means cross over, lest the king and all the people who are with him be destroyed.' Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying in En-Rogel." That's just a little bit south of where the Kidron Valley and the Hinnom Valley meet, just kind of south of where the pinnacle, where the temple wall is, the pinnacle of the temple. It's just, it's a little town right there, very close. And so they were staying in En-Rogel, and a maidservant would go and tell them, and they would go and tell King David, for they could not be seen entering the city. So they couldn't come and go from the city, otherwise people get wise to that. And so this servant girl probably, she was part, you know, she was favoring David. So the servant girl would go to the area, like maybe she'd have a water pot, like she's getting water, but then go tell them what, you know, what's going on and get the word to David. But it says a lad in verse 18 did see them and told Absalom. So the two of them departed quickly and came to the house of a man of Baharim. Remember, that house is where Shimei is from, who cursed David, who had a well in his courtyard, and they went down into it. And the well is a cistern, probably a dry cistern at this point. They went down into it to hide out, and the woman took a covering and spread it over the well's mouth and scattered grain on it so that nothing was known. And you could do that. You could put like a, you know, a plate on there and then a covering and put grain, like you're drying the grain. You would know. You'd have no idea there was a cistern there. And they're down in the cistern. And Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house and said, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to them, "They have crossed the brook of water." And when they searched and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came about after they had departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David. And they said to David, "Arise and cross over the water quickly, for thus Ahithophel has counseled against you." Then David and all the people who were with him arose and crossed the Jordan. And by dawn, not even one remained who had not crossed the Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose and went to his home, to his city, and set his house in order and hanged himself. It says strangled himself, but I think your King James says, New King James says hanged himself. That's what he did. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father. Well, was he a poor sport? You didn't take my counsel? You made me look foolish in the front of all these leaders? And so was he just a poor sport? Or had he lost hope? He knew this was bad counsel that Absalom was following. You see, in bitterness and revenge that Absalom, I believe, had for David, remember when Absalom killed his half-brother Amnon because Amnon raped Absalom's sister Tamar. David didn't do anything about it. And Absalom took it upon himself to put his brother to death. The law said if you rape a woman, you know, death. And Absalom did that. He did it by stealth. He did it 2 years after the thing happened because he knew it, you know, his father probably wouldn't go along with it. And then he fled, and he was gone for 3 years. And then he came back, and he was 2 years without even talking with his father. His father didn't even want to see him. And so I think with Absalom, as he did that deed, Ahithophel, still in David's kingdom, still there with David, I think he was nursing a grudge because Bathsheba was Ahithophel's granddaughter, and Uriah was Ahithophel's grandson-in-law, married to his granddaughter. And that baby that was born of Bathsheba was the great-grandson of Ahithophel. And obviously, because of David's sin. And I think it was very difficult for Ahithophel to get over this. So I think he nursed the grudge. I mean, that's just speculation on my part, but you know how it works in your life and just how human nature is. I mean, there wouldn't be any other reason for Ahithophel to leave David than being such great friends, except maybe something, there'd be a breach in the relationship, and that seems to be what it very well could be. So what we see with Ahithophel, maybe it was, maybe he just realized that the counsel that Hushai gave that Absalom is following, he perceived that it was foolish. It was foolish counsel, and defeat is on the horizon for Absalom and all those that are following him. And he knew that he was a co-conspirator, one of the main co-conspirators with Absalom. And when Absalom lost the battle to David, he knew that he would be put to death by David and probably didn't want to give David the satisfaction. Not going to give David the satisfaction of putting me to death. They're going to lose. Hey, no choice. I'm going to take my own life. So he does. I think that would be a good speculation. That's kind of how I see that. You think sometimes people will commit suicide, and there are a number of reasons why they do. Sometimes a person will commit suicide to get even with another person. Somebody hurt them so bad that they're going to hurt back by killing themselves, self-murder. The sad thing is that person that you want to hurt, they're going to get over it in a very short period of time, and they're going to go on and live. And I don't think it accomplishes what that one who committed suicide thought it would accomplish.
And that's where we'll finish on today's edition of As We Gather with Pastor Bill Stonebreaker. This was a portion of a weekly Bible study from the book of 2 Samuel, chapters 17 and 18. You can hear this message again by visiting CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com and take advantage of our media archive. We really appreciate any support from our listeners. Your encouragement and prayer go a long way for this ministry. If you'd like to support the As We Gather media ministry, you can give securely online at CalvaryChapelHonolulu.com. And for those who would like to be a regular sponsor, you can set up a recurring gift on the schedule of your choice. May the Lord richly bless you as you walk with Him today.
As we gather, may Your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify Your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. As we gather, may Your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify Your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came. As we gather, may Your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify Your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin, we'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.
Next time on As We Gather, we'll continue in 2 Samuel chapters 17 and 18. Until then, aloha and agape.
will be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Yeah, we'll be blessed because we came.